Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, December 14th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Donald Trump says his election fight is far from over. However, today, the electors certify, so Joe Biden will be president-elect. The first shipments of Pfizer's vaccine leave the factory. Governors decide who gets the shot before Christmas. The country may return to normal by summer. Let's hope so. Californians, at least some of them, reject Gavin Newsom's COVID curfew. Also ahead, bitterness lingering over the election. But first, President Trump promising supporters to plow ahead with a handful of election lawsuits. Supreme Court rejected the Texas case on Friday against four battleground states without hearing any arguments. President Trump's campaign still has legal fights pending in Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Georgia, but they will not stop the Biden administration. Trucks carrying early doses of the COVID vaccine leaving Michigan this weekend, traveling to more than 450 locations across the USA. Shipments of the Pfizer medication will set in motion the biggest vaccination effort in American history. So, who gets the vaccine first? Well, governors will decide which Americans will be involved in the early rounds of the vaccine. Nursing home residents, of course, those working at hospitals, they will be first in line. States like Florida and New York plan to rank citizens based on medical priority. Doctors and hospitals will inform patients when they can receive the treatment and send them to undisclosed locations. Wow. And that's to avoid long lines and any kind of disenchantment. The Trump administration projecting 70% of the country will obtain herd immunity from COVID vaccine by May. Experts say the new vaccine could be administered to 30 million Americans in the next 5 months. The contagion has killed roughly 300,000 people since March, now averaging about 3 fatalities per day. But some folks in California fed up with Governor Newsom's restrictions. Sheriffs in Ventura County refusing to enforce the stay-at-home order during the Christmas holiday season as anarchy on the West Coast grows. In a moment, a bit of anarchy in the election. Millions of Americans refuse to accept the results. Right back with that.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Not a good time in America. There is a dark anger spreading across the land. President Trump and a majority of people who voted for him believe the election was marred by significant fraud. And the system is allowing a dishonest vote to stand. Many Americans are furious and are questioning the nobility of America. On the other side, many committed leftists never thought the country was noble in the first place. They have cleverly set up a philosophy that tells people of color and the poor that they are victims of white oppression and that President Trump is the racist in chief. That grievance play, fronted by the Marxist Black Lives Matter Global Foundation, peddles hatred, aided and abetted by the corporate media. So now traditional-minded Americans face two dilemmas. There is little doubt some cheating did take place during the election, yet the Supreme Court doesn't want to hear the allegations because not enough hard evidence has been put forth. In order to overturn a vote, the nation's highest court would have to see massive evidence of fraud, and there is not enough time to assemble that, especially because some states and almost all the national media oppose investigating the election at all. Therefore, a good portion of the 74 million people who voted for President Trump are fighting mad. Some are even considering walking away from their country. Then there is this question. If you stay, how do you deal with those who want to destroy the fabric of America and support using nefarious means to do so? In radical left precincts, there is utter hatred for conservative and traditional folks. There's a loathing for many constitutional rights, also for religion, a disrespect for private property and self-reliance. The radicals want to diminish personal rights and empower a woke central government to impose so-called social justice, which includes financially punishing the affluent and profitable corporations. In short, a socialist government in Washington would make almost all the calls about what we can have and what we can do. That scenario is already on display in California and New York State, where fanatical leftists are in control. The result is disaster. Violent crime rising quickly, quality of life drastically declining, and punitive taxation to fend off bankruptcy is harming workers and the affluent alike. The result? Millions are leaving those places. Since 2010, close to 2 million residents have departed New York State, with many others packing up. Millions more would leave if they could. In California, citizens in Los Angeles face this reality. Officials will no longer enforce the law. For example, if a drunk driver hits you in LA, police will not arrive to document the crime. In addition, if you steal less than $900 of merchandise from a store, you will not be prosecuted. I could cite many more examples. The radicals in New York and California would like to impose their anarchistic system on the rest of the country. And so, conflict is coming. Will America be saved? Only if good, loyal Americans fight the madness. Giving up is not a solution. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse, makes a great Christmas gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Christmas celebrated by 2.2 billion people on all seven continents, including Antarctica. The annual celebration boasts some pretty iconic characters: Santa, elves, Rudolph. But citizens are actually banned from publicly celebrating Christmas in more than a dozen countries. Afghanistan, where honoring the birth of Christ could actually get you killed. Members of the Taliban and other terrorist groups plan to attack Western targets on December 25th of this year. Somalia, where the government there issues a declaration each year labeling Christmas a, quote, public threat to the Muslim faith. Any religious practice not affiliated with Islam is banned throughout Somalia. Christmas in Cuba, a bit complicated. Fidel Castro abolished the holiday back in 1969, but citizens celebrate it anyway. In 1998, the Marxist government in Cuba declared December 25th a day of leisure, allowing workers to take a 24-hour break, but without pay. In North Korea, any religious holiday will get you thrown into a prison camp. The situation is so volatile, citizens in South Korea that live near the border are banned from displaying any Christmas decorations on their homes or businesses for fear of reprisal from the North. In China, home to 54 million Christians, following a communist crackdown on any public display of spirituality, the Chinese use secular ways to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Some hang decorative lanterns on windowsills. Some even exchange covert Christian messages using cards designed to mark the Chinese New Year. And here's something else you might not know. For a quick period, Christmas was almost banned in England. Between 1653 and 1658, the dastardly Oliver Cromwell served as Lord Protector of the British Isles. The Puritan believed anyone who honored Christmas was a Catholic spy. Under Cromwell's rule, folks caught celebrating could spend the next few years in places like the Tower of London. Way to go, Ollie. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.